Hello, and welcome to the TNH Mixtape.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, hey.
Good to see you. Or not.
Good to...
Because we don't see you.
We don't.
It's good to
and
see each other.
We're not going to. It is. It's nice to see all of us.
Yes.
Kind of a special episode this week.
Very special episode.
Yeah, every episode
is a very special,
special
episode.
If you go back and listen to the main show, episode 13, we did an entire episode based on Lookout Records.
Yes.
A company that unfortunately went out of business due to mismanagement. You want more on that
dumb
story?
Shit.
Go back there. We're going to leave it at that. But we've all decided that tonight we're going to pick our most favorite releases from the Lookout Records catalog. We're each picking five songs, our favorite songs, to come out of this label, and we're going to play them for you.
Sweet.
Yep. So, let's kick this off with Green Day, Only of You.
I wish I could tell you, but the words would kind of run. God, if you only knew the way I felt for so long. I know that we're worlds apart, but I just don't seem to care. These feelings in my heart, only of you I want to share. The first time I got a glimpse of you, then all my thoughts were only of you.
Thank you.
have a Screeching Weasel, I Don't Want to Be Friends, from the 1993 release, Anthem for a New Tomorrow.
So who picked that one?
That was me.
I picked the Green Day one, only of you.
One for the Razorbacks was me.
And then in between the two Green Day songs was a Blatz with Homemade Speed.
I'm really surprised you chose one for the Razorbacks. Figured
it was a hard choice, but I really fucking love that song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
That is actually off of my favorite Green Day album. Insomniac's number two.
Insomniac's my number one, Kerplunk's my number two. And Insomniac was not a Lookout release. And no matter how many people hate that album, Warning, I love them both.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge fan of Kerplunk. Which is not to say that I don't think that like things they made past that point were good. When you say your favorite record is an album that came out exactly 20 years ago, it's almost like saying that you don't think they've done anything good since then.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? Almost seems insulting, even though you're not trying to be insulting.
Right, right. It's like,
but that reason that that record is your favorite, because it means something to you.
If I heard that record for the first time tomorrow, it wouldn't have been that.
Yeah, I don't think so. If you were a kid now, your first Green Day album was, say, American Idiot or something like that, and then you heard...
I probably wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I like Nicki Minaj.
No!
I like her bung piece, and this is the Riverdales with Out of Sight.
I've been waiting for so long to see you.
That was Go Sailor, Ray of Sunshine, from 1996, Sailor. Their self-titled LP. And before that was the Mr. T Experience, I Fell For You, came out in 96 also, from their Love Is Dead LP. Before that was Cub with Magic 8 Ball, also out at 96, from the Box of Hair LP.
That sounds so gross.
Box of Hair.
I mean, because that can be taken a few ways, and either way I'm disgusted by it.
It has to be a vagina reference, right?
Well, why not?
Oh, really?
Well,
what, else? What else could it be?
I'm thinking like Amazon fucking Wily Jungle of Pubic Hair. Like
doesn't matter, had snoo snoo.
The soul is willing, but the flesh is spongy and weak.
And the Riverdale song was Sam's pick.
And also the Mr. T Experience song.
Also the Mr. T. Cub.
See, none of my picks have come up yet.
Because you touch yourself at night. Well, in this next segment has none of my picks.
Okay, makes that makes sense. Better. And it's got three of mine. But this one's not. It's Pansy Division with Pillow Talk. I want to steal your pillow. Want to hear your pillow talk. I wouldn't be so jealous if I knew what was going on. No secrets, no games, that was the rule we made. In love, for now, but it ain't no marriage vow. With others, we'd play, but together we would stay. Sounds like a recipe, so why you get no sneaky on me? I wanna steal your pillow, wanna hear your pillow talk. I wouldn't be so jealous if I knew what was going on. Dude, I saw
seen that boy around. Bike messenger works downtown. Helmet on, zooming by. Long and leaning makes me sigh. His legs, what a pair. Why be selfish, why not share? He's hot, it's true. Think what the three of us could do. I wanna steal your pillow. Wanna hear your pillow talk. I wouldn't be so jealous if I knew what was going on. Talk. I wouldn't be so jealous if I knew what was going on.
That was the Donnas of Skin Tight from the 1999 release Get Skin Tight. And we used to cover And I Will Be With You.
I know. I love that song.
And all these pieces decade ago.
Yeah, that drum beat. I love it.
It's a great song.
You guys heard the Queers version?
No.
No.
One of the Queers live albums. Live in West Hollywood, maybe?
It wasn't on. No, they had Gonna Kill That Girl on that one. By
yeah.
Their Bones.
I Will Be With You is there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Immediately. Because I got that from Cindy at PacSun for Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I had such a crush on her.
I did, too.
Did you really?
Yeah, I loved it when she wore low-cut shirts.
Well, I mean, she got me a Best Buy gift card, and I purchased it with that. So,
oh, okay.
By proxy,
okay.
She bought it.
I was like, wow, she actually went out and went to a record store and
bought
that
album. She was cool enough, or she probably could have.
About as fast as we played it.
No shit.
Yeah.
I love you, Joe Greer.
Yeah. And this all relates back. Joe Greer's been on the show.
And I will be with you.
Yes.
And that's the Queers doing the song you just heard.
It was before Mr. T Experience.
And then Squirt Guns. They were close to making my list. I love that band, but there was just so much other stuff to get to. It was hard for
that
me.
That was
to
on end. My list because it was the first Lookout band I've ever seen, and I have to give my props to them.
Well, Jeremy doesn't feel the same way about this band that Nick and I do.
Yes.
Considering Nick and I both have a tattoo.
And this was
this
on
band.
My list, and I just put it on there because they put out a Lookout release.
Small one. Mike Flumley was the drummer on this. It's Alkaline Trio, Standard Break from Life from the Hell Yes 7-inch.
I've got a regular problem, so my Standard Break from Life is in order. I'm having trouble making sentences. I'm older, but I don't feel any smarter. You see, I don't know what I said to you, and now you're pissed up. You know who it. I guess I deserve it. Wish I could waste my time without wasting all your time. Yeah, try to leave a good impression, but it's hard when my obsession's in a fine glass. And when you're only 23, it's not attractive to complain about your sore back. Yes, I can bitch until my eyes are blue and you're in bed with someone new, and I guess you deserve it. Wish I could waste my time without wasting all your time. You say I'm fixable, a classic case. We'll be right back.
got a motivation problem, so my standard break from life is getting longer. Spent over 30 hours in this bed in 2 days, I guess I could have phoned her. But now that I'm awake, I'd rather take a drink and walk down to the lake and beg that sky for lightning bolts. I can't waste my time without wasting all your time. You say it's fixable.
that was Even in Blackouts with Missing Manifesto, and that came out on their 2002 release. Myths and Imaginary Magicians. That was their debut full-length. They came out on Lookout Records, but everything past that they did with other labels. I'm not exactly sure why. Maybe in the future.
Maybe that was what... It came out 2002, though, so that was kind of the decline of Lookout.
It really was. It really was. And, like, all those serious musicians were kind of done
with
Lookout.
Ted Leo was throwing his arms around.
All the real guys were sort of done with Lookout.
Throwing his Argyle sweaters around.
He's too cool to come on our show.
Yeah, Ted Leo told us no.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
He doesn't mess around with us small town folks. We don't drink enough cappuccinos.
That was a quote, wasn't it? Doesn't deal with small town folks?
Yeah, pretty much.
Something along those lines.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, so fuck Ted Leo. didn't make our list anyway.
That happened.
In the middle there, you heard The Queers, Yeah, Well, Whatever, which was one of my picks also from the Today EP, because I love that fucking EP.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. It's one of the last things they released. That and Pleasant Screams were, I think, the last two things they did with Lookout. Then they finally jumped ship. And the reason we're not necessarily tagging up where you can find this shit is because basically you can't.
You have to really dig hard to find
it.
Go to an independent record store and talk to them and get it.
Because of the fact
or
that
eBay.
This, yeah, that too. Because of the fact this label went under, all the rights to all the music just reverted right back to the artist. A lot of the stuff has been re-released. I know a lot of the Queer stuff came out on Asian Man.
I think so, yes.
And a lot of the Screeching Weasel stuff did too, which has also been pulled again now.
I think the really hard stuff would be the Mr. T Experience and Squirt Gun, Ghost Sailor, Cub.
Yeah, because unfortunately...
And the Blats. Everything else I think you can find pretty well.
Yeah, it's because unfortunately, until a label decides to pick up their back catalog and start putting it out, it's just not there, which is really sad. Favorite label of all time. Easily hands down for me.
Oh,
you know, it's just it's a shame what Chris Applegren allowed to happen to such a...
Shame.
Yeah, shame on you.
Such a great institution. He just took it and fucked it in the
ass. I said shame on you as he handed me my fries.
And on that note, we're hitting the road.
Fuck shit.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thanks for keeping it in the top 20 all week long. We
yes,
super
thank
appreciate
you. Thank
downloads.
You very much.
You guys are fucking awesome.
TuesdayNightHoot.com. And you can hear it streaming at TuesdayNightHoot.caster.fm.
Or go straight to Tuesday Night Hoot and you'll get that same feed.
Yes.
And you'll also see pictures of wonderful merch that you can pick up.
Yes.
To support the show.
Lots and lots of different packages.
Buy our shit.
Right to fit in your price budget.
Yes.
Anything you need, we
price
got you
nice
for.
CDs.
And we are now available on Stitcher. So to all those emails we got about, is the show going to be on Stitcher?
Yes.
It's on Stitcher
yes,
now.
It is.
Go to Stitcher. Get us.
Make us famous, please.
Put a little star by it. We'll see you next time. And I have to turn some videos up. So.